Good morning, church family. This is another edition of the Sun is Rising devotion. Let me share one verse out of Psalm 32 and then a few thoughts for today. I said, I will confess my transgressions to the Lord, and you forgave the guilt of my sin. It has been said that confession is good for the soul. We've all heard that growing up. By the way, this statement is not in the Bible. But God's word indicates that when we confess our sins is when we find true repentance and release. At that moment, God forgives us in his mercy, and we find the peace we need in our lives. More importantly, we are releasing the guilt of our sins as we find comfort in the Lord's unfailing love. That, to me, is the greatest value of our relationship. As humans, we tend to hold on to our guilt. That is a burden we struggle to release unto him, almost all of us, at some time in our lives. Psalm 32 describes this process beautifully. It opens with these words, "Blesses the one whose transgressions are forgiven, whose sins are covered." And near the end of that same psalm, it says, "The Lord's unfailing love surrounds the ones who trust in him." It is his unfailing love surrounding us that helps us release the guilt of our sinfulness. Man, that's the forgiveness we want and need. The psalmist admits that trying to keep sin hidden or secret weighs heavily on anyone who does it. The guilt of sin becomes such a great burden that it saps our strength, our emotions, our abilities to do or function as we need. Why is that so? Because deep down, we know we cannot hide our sin from God, so we give up trying, and then it overwhelms our hearts and our minds. Once we give up, the increase comes and we're overwhelmed. So we confess our sin unto the Lord and receive his forgiveness. What a relief. The weight of all that guilt is lifted by him. It centers around our being willingness to confess our sins to the Lord. That means it starts with admitting we have sinned and need his forgiveness and release from that weight upon ourselves. Now, here's one more key thought to this. Confession requires that we allow the Spirit of God to penetrate our hearts, identify our ungodly thoughts, words, and actions, and turn them over to him. Now, understand that what I'm saying, our confession begins by allowing the Holy Spirit to convict us and identify those ungodly thoughts that have penetrated our hearts, our words, and our actions. We have to turn that all over to him. God is the one who is able to forgive for Jesus' sake, and he does so. Our greatest issue is admitting that we have indeed sinned against him. Why? Because we struggle admitting that we are not that good. After all, there are so many around us that are so bad. I'm doing good, right? Yes, in comparison to the rest of the world, we may indeed be doing well. But are we without sin? That thought takes some serious introspection, some honest introspection. Then a willingness to confess and accept his grace for us. He's waiting. Are we willing? As we start the new year, this is something I think we should start with. Prayer thoughts for today. Continue to remember those who are battling cancer, Corey, Kathy, Janelle, and many others. Special needs, Dallas and Whitney, and Dallas is still searching for a job. Carrie Williams on hospice, Bob Muller and the back issues, those who have recently lost loved ones, and there are many who have. The conflict in the Middle East and Israel and the needs that are going on, it's got to be a huge burden for everyone involved. Our missionaries and their families, who some are in the middle of all this conflict around the world, our nation, our churches, our families. Why do I continually list some of these needs? Because our Lord waits to hear us lift our voices, our hearts, our needs to him. And I want to demonstrate that I am searching for and believing in his power to deal with them as he believes is needed. That's why I keep repeating this. Until they are answered in the way that God knows they need to be answered, we lift them up continually. Prayer thoughts, something for you to think about, but also for us to continue to trust in him. Spend a few moments in prayer, then have a great day, and God bless, and Happy New Year.